Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Cavs losing would make that must-listen radio. But So we did have a caller in the two segments ago say that it was Adam. He's rooting for the Cavs to lose to get this stuff over with because he thinks the team needs changes. Right yeah. Now, you can vote afternoon 923 fan on Twitter. Is it wrong to root against your team in hopes of forcing change with the head coach and the roster? 58% of people right now, 180 votes, saying yes, it is. I will tell you, I can't root against my favorite team. I talk to the TV and I talk to the teams we love. Basically, with I told you so, mm-hmm. I do that. I can't root for the Cavs to fail. I can't. Because I see, like, it's so close, guys. Like, and I know it doesn't feel close, but talent-wise, like, you've got a lot of what you need to be a real contender. And it just isn't coming together. It's just not doing what it should do. And I think there's a lot of reasons why that are. I don't think it's just one simple thing why it is the way it is. But there's an eternal optimist. Like, maybe if they get through this series, maybe the light goes on. Because right now, the pilot light is out. Right now, they do not play together. There's no chemistry between your two best guards. I don't know there's enough leadership. And, like, you know, we got people talking about the bench guys. I don't even care about that. Bench guys are interchangeable. If Max Strus doesn't work out here, you can find somebody to take on Max Strus who feels like he'll fit what they need.
Like anybody. You can get a guy, not off the street, but kind of. I mean, a guy, free agent, that could come in and do exactly what some of these backups, bench guys are doing.
Well, and teams are always going to value good role players, even if Max's stock is down. My point is, Max Strus won't be the thing that propels you or stops you from being an Eastern Conference champion. And so I can't root against this team, even if it means the things that I think need to happen will happen. But I think when it comes to, you know, we've talked a lot about the Donovan part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Donovan part I think it's become excruciating for Cavs fans because I think that is part of the reaction. I think that's part of the frustration of all you need to do is win this series. You chose this series. You chose the Magic because you thought it was the easier pull. And here you are choking away this series, and there's not an easy guy to point to and say, just fire that guy or trade this guy, and it's going to be that simple. So it just feels like you're going from 2 years of expectations, and we've delayed them. Hey, you can be a championship contender. You can be an Eastern Conference contender because you got Donovan. To now it looks like, well, man, he's not going to want to be here. And, well, now he's not playing well enough to get you where you want to go. Are you even going to get value for him? Like, I think it's very easy to see a spiraling from Cavs fan base if this team, I mean, goes out there at home in Game 5 or even in Game 6. If you win Game 5 but you lose Game 6, The panic is at all-time levels, and it should be, and is rightfully so. And unfortunately for Donovan, he's the guy that does a lot of the things right, and it's going to be aimed at him because of his contract and his future.
I'm already sounding the fire alarm.
For which part?
For all of it. I mean, I'm sounding the fire alarm that this team is absolutely going to be broken up, and they're going to find a new coach, and we're starting over again.
I think what really worries me about this, and I was on with JP after the my national show on Saturday, because I popped in at 5 o'clock right when he was in the middle of the post game show, and I said my concern is that this is going to take it from just fire JB and or trade Donovan or Darius to you might fire Kobe, and if a new GM comes in here, this roster is going to look. Maybe not as simple as this offseason, but the next 2 years, it'll look wildly different, and your window will change, and it's not guaranteed it's going to change for the better. That's what scares me. Like, that kind of change might end up being the thing the Cavs need. Maybe it's a perfect change, right? Maybe it's the thing that is the shot in the arm, and the Cavs all of a sudden do become consistent threats in the East. Or maybe the new GM comes in, hires his guy to do what he wants. You don't get the value for Donovan, or you choose wrong between Donovan and Darius, and maybe you make a premature decision on Evan. Like, that's what scares that. Like, it could get bad from here, and it doesn't need to be.
No, it could. And, you know, I just saw some stuff, too, like some breakdowns from some national guys that, like, do the hardcore nits and grits. Like, pointing out, like, the Mobley's not having a good series defensively. And that's, like, supposed to be his bread and butter, right?
Yep.
I mean, no one's having a good series outside of Jared at moments.
216-474-0092. Does this fall all on Donovan Mitchell here in town if the Cavs end up losing this series to Orlando? Let's go with Thomas. Welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, Nick. Hey, Dustin. It was great meeting you guys the other day. You guys are amazing.
Yeah, you're also amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm more handsome than a person. We'll give you all that comment on air so everybody had time to come to come see y'all, see how handsome you guys are. Donovan Mitchell, first of all, I do think the Cavs are going to win a series. I think the Cavs are going to win game five and then get murdered by the Boston Celtics. But Donovan Mitchell, for me, I think Donovan Mitchell is the problem. Because, you know, we think we're trading for this superstar talent, and he's not it. And the reality is that there's only been, four guards in history to win a championship where the guard was – there's 14 in history where the guard was the best player on the team, right? Isaiah Thomas, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and there's one other one that I have off the top of my head, but I can't remember. But anyway, it doesn't happen a lot where your guard's the best player on the team. And Donovan Mitchell, to me, is a very good player, but he can't be the best player on the championship roster. For one, because he's a guard, you need a small forward or a big man to be your best player on the team.
Thomas, real quick, was Steph Curry the best player on the 2015?
Curry's the other one. That's
all right.
Fourth one.
So the reason why I pointed out Steph, Thomas, and buddy, it was great to officially meet you this last week. Hopefully we get to see you guys out. We'll be back out on the road tomorrow ahead of game five as well. But the reason why Steph, it's not that I don't think Steph would win a title wherever he played in this era, because he was so dominant of a shooter. And I think that opened up everything else that happened to them, right? But you couldn't script it more perfectly, the kind of roll up that he had around him. Right, if you've got a undersized combo guard that's your point guard, and you can get a low usage two guard that is 6'7", whose length and defensive ability and shooting ability protects that undersized combo guard point guard defensively. And oh, by the way, again, because he is a combo guard, maybe not a true point guard, you can run the offense through like a small five. Or, you know, whatever you want to call Draymond, who's also elite defensively. Oh, and their fourth best player was either Iguodala or Harrison Barnes, who could shoot the three and play elite defense. And, oh, at the beginning of that, they had Andrew Bogut, who was setting hard screens and doing all kinds of little stuff to get Steph extra shots. Like, that's how you do it. And with Donovan here, and you can say some of this in Utah as well, Donovan had some of that in Utah, but he didn't have a true, like, elite player to protect him. on offense or on defense. Mm-hmm. And here, like,
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Like, Darius isn't protecting him. If anything, they're repelling each other because of their similarities. And this is where it is on JB. JB's never gotten through to both guys how they can empower each other. So, and that's before we get to Evan's not yet a shooter. That's before we get to Jarrett is vastly improved, but still not a great shooting big. Like, oh, and you don't have a wing. Like, I think a year ago, you saw what this team was in the playoffs. A year ago, you should have been shopping Darius, or if you want to say Evan, or if you want to say Jarrett, one of those three guys, if you really wanted to keep Donovan Mitchell. You should have found a better complementary piece, especially on the wing, to help protect him. Because you didn't do that, now you're in a scenario where you might have to trade him for the pieces to build around Darius and Evan going forward. Because that's probably safer than doing than saying, you know what, Donovan, we love you so much, we'll give you the LeBron treatment. Nah, I think that moment is past for Donovan here. And I don't even know he'd take it at this point. Like, dude didn't like losing in Utah. I don't know he's going to love losing to the same degree here. So my greater point is I disagree you can't win with Donovan, but I don't think the Cavs have tried to. Cavs have tried to make Donovan the reason that they're winning, and that's like, no, the roster does matter, your coach does matter, and you punted on it, and now everybody's like, oh gosh, this thing doesn't really work.
Like, don't you feel, Nick, that we just thought that because we had four good players – that we would be able to compete and just kind of run away with this series?
I think that that's what happened last year. And I think the hope was maybe JB is a different guy in the playoffs. This year, I think they knew exactly what they had. This year, I think they knew from top to bottom who Donovan is, who Darius is, who Evan is right now in his career, who Jarrett is. And they, instead of making a move that would have been more of a risk last offseason, they chose the better path to keeping their jobs. And that sucks. Because, if you lose in this series to Orlando, a team who absolutely under no uncertain terms should beat you, if you lose, you will have wasted 2 years. Now, selfishly, I got to watch Donovan for 2 years. That's cool.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Guy's an awesome player.
But you're not trading Donovan for a different version of Donovan.
No.
You're trading Donovan for what you gave up for Donovan, which is three or four first rounders and a bunch of young guys who might be good around and who also might not be. You're hoping that somebody overpays for Donovan because they're desperate, like you were 2 years ago. And I guess my frustration is it didn't have to come to this. All of this is avoidable.
Yep.
And you sat on, again, Kobe, I think, is a bit of a careerist, and he should be, because we know the reputation of Dan from days past. I think JB has said every single damn thing that I've heard him say for 2 years. He's never changed as a coach. He's never adapted. All of this was avoidable. And if you lose this series, it'll be one of the most disastrous things. Not because the future will be forever changed for the negative, but because you'll be restarting your clock and retooling this roster, and you'll be losing your best player in the process.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.